With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. Two groups that want to regulate adult-use marijuana continue to wait for the South Dakota Supreme Court to rule on the law that legalizes recreational pot. That law was supposed to go into effect on July 1st, but has been held up in the courts since late last year. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
A legislative subcommittee focused on writing recreational marijuana legislation has canceled its upcoming meeting in early August. Republican Hugh Bartles is chair of the subcommittee. He says the group could go down two different paths depending on the court ruling.
We need to move forward on it so that that marijuana becomes a safe product for our residents. And getting it out of the black market is really the way to do that. So we need to clean up our code and provide a safe mechanism to get it to the public.
Bartles says that's important in the event marijuana is decriminalized at the federal level. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has announced draft legislation that allows states to choose whether to legalize the drug.
If South Dakota can do it, the Senate should be able to do it.
President Joe Biden does not support the measure. Even if the state subcommittee drafts a bill providing the details needed to legalize cannabis, its path through the state legislature is uncertain. Because of that, the group that originally backed the two marijuana laws that were passed last November has four draft ballot questions ready to circulate. Matthew Schweik is the deputy director for the Marijuana Policy Project, which works with South Dakotans for better marijuana laws. He says they're filing those initiatives in case the state Supreme Court considers Amendment A unconstitutional.
If that's the case, we want the option of going back to the ballot next year. The reason we filed four different cannabis legalization initiatives is to accommodate different potential rulings from the court.
Schweik says they're also filing a petition to remove the rule that could declare marijuana legalization unconstitutional. In 2018, a provision was added to the state constitution that says a constitutional amendment can only have one subject. Opponents of Amendment A say it violates that rule, which is getting its first test in the courts. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
The Oglala Sioux Tribe Public Health Authority is confirming the first case of the COVID-19 Delta variant in Oglala Lakota County. The county is within the Pine Ridge Reservation. Tribal leadership and health officials are still urging those 12 years or older to get vaccinated if they haven't done so already. They also ask that people continue to mask up, frequently wash their hands, and maintain social distancing. The tribe's Vice President Alicia Musso says the tribe will continue to operate under safe health protocols.
The rates of COVID are up across the nation, and so we need to protect our community. We're going to continue to do all the prevention measures that we have in place already, including our mask mandates. We are watching our risk level to see, you know, how we move and things we need to do if we need to go back into, working from home potentially. But we are watching it carefully and, taking all the necessary precautions and procedures to ensure that our community is safe.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the COVID-19 Delta variant is the most dominant strain in the United States. The federal government is abandoning a change to its metropolitan distinction that benefits Rapid City. The Office of Management and Budget wanted to reclassify metropolitans from a population of 50,000 to 100,000. The move would have affected about 140 American cities. Kip Harrington is a long-range planner with the city of Rapid City. He says the city gets a lot more demographic and population data as a metropolitan area as opposed to a micropolitan area. He says it helps with economic development as well.
A lot of businesses, when they are looking to move or expand their business, one of the first places they look for demographic data is the census data that relates to metropolitan statistical areas, because they want to move to a place with a minimum population and a population base that will support their business.
The state's congressional delegation worried that if enacted, a community like Rapid City could lose eligibility for certain federal programs. Representative Dusty Johnson and Senator John Thune introduced bills to stop the change from happening. Johnson said he's glad the federal government is ditching reclassification efforts. The South Dakota Supreme Court has ruled that a state judge and the Department of Social Services failed to consider improvements a mother had made in her parenting skills and living conditions before terminating her rights to her child. The High Court this week sent the case back to Beadle County. The circuit judge acknowledged the mother made some improvements, but not enough, and said she failed to show she could provide for the child's basic needs. The Supreme Court noted that social services didn't provide the mother with remedial services and made no effort to reunite her with her child. Justices said because the girl was born to an American Indian mother, the state has a heightened responsibility for reunification under the Indian Child Welfare Act. A new survey of states' civics and U.S. history standards says South Dakota's civics standards are mediocre, and its U.S. history standards are inadequate. The findings come from the Fordham Institute. It's a conservative education policy think tank. The report claims essential content is missing, underplayed, or buried in what it calls unnecessarily complex civics standards. The report also says the state's U.S. history content is thin, extremely general, and chronologically jumbled. You can find the full report at FordhamInstitute.org. The lifting of a federal freeze on evictions at the end of July has raised concerns that thousands of South Dakota renters could find themselves in danger of being booted from their homes. The state set aside $200 million to help with outstanding rent, utility payments, and other expenses. But a tenant advocate says not enough people know about the assistance. Making a difficult situation worse, people who are evicted would be left to find new homes in a tightening South Dakota rental market. There has been a run on affordable housing during the pandemic, putting a further strain on renters. A couple from Nashville and their dog are traveling the country to share the importance of animal therapy. They made a recent stop in Sioux Falls to visit with kids at the Boys and Girls Club. SDPB's Jenna Scott has this story.
Hi, everybody! This is Nash.
Sean and Christina Conlin are on the road with their golden retriever, Nash. The three have been traveling in an RV since November to share their mission of animal-assisted therapy. Sean says there are many people who can benefit from this.
Anyone that's gone through a traumatic event or really, honestly, just any struggle that you're having, whether it's anxiety or depression, an animal, and specifically a dog, is just there to listen. You know, they provide unconditional love, and it's easy for us humans to connect with an animal like that.
The Conlins knew they wanted to start animal therapy when they adopted Nash. Christina says he is a perfect fit for the job.
We really wanted to do therapy work, yeah. And Nash kind of just, without even knowing it, was made for this, and he's got a great personality to do it. We love it because it has shown us a dog's true purpose on this earth, mm-hmm. And we love having him, and we love being able to just love on him ourselves, but being able to share him with others is such a dream.
And the kids at the Boys and Girls Club were instant fans of Nash.
He's so cute.
Nash even took a break to get in a walk with some of the kids.
He really loves kids, and he has a good personality.
The Conlins introduced Nash while handing out the dog's business cards that promoted his Instagram and YouTube channel called Paws for Love. The Conlins hope to adopt a second dog and extend their tour into next year. With South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jenna Scott.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.